Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes. B'negeya the geder of mitzvahs shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Rishonim Kler, is the mitzvah to be tekeya in the shofar, or is the mitzvah to be shemeya kol shofar? Is the mitzvah the tkiya or is the mitzvah the shmiya? The Rosh, in Perek Dalid, at the end of Simen Yud, brings b'shem the behag, that the reason why we make a bracha of l'shmaya b'kol shofar, and we don't make a bracha of l'tkaya b'shofar, or al tkiya shofar, is because it's with the shmiya of the kol shofar that one is yaitze, and not with the tkiya of the shofar. And it brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara says on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph that even the Baal Tekeya himself, if he would blow and the shofar would be in the bar and he would be outside the bar, he wouldn't be yaitze because he's hearing Koel Havara. So Hagam, that he himself blew, still he's not yaitze because he heard Koel Havara. So you see that the mitzvah is the shmiya and not the tkiya, and that's why we make a bracha of the shmaya b'kol shofar. So too, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mehilcha Shofar Halacha Aleph says, Mitzvah saseh shal teiro lishmoya truas ha-shofar b'reish ha-shonah, shenemar yom trua yielochem. The mitzvah d'iraisa is to hear the truas ha-shofar. The mitzvah is the shmiya. Mitzad sheni, the yom trua asks from the Mishnah over here on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, which says that echer sheita v'katon Ein mitzin as a rabbim yedei chayvasam, that a cher shayt v'katan cannot be mitzi the rabbim in their chiyuv of shayfer. Now, if the mitzvah of shayfer is just to hear the kol shayfer, so then the cher shayt v'katan are not being mitzi the rabbim in anything. They're just a hechitimtza to create the kol, but the shaymim, the listeners, are doing the mitzvah themselves by hearing the kol shayfer. So says the Yom Teruah, you see clearly from the Mishnah that the mitzvah is to be tekeya. The mitzvah is to blow the shofar. So the Baal tekeya has to be mitzi the shaymim in the tkiya. So then, says the Mishnah, Cheir Sheit V'Katan cannot be mitzi Sirab Midei Chayvasam because Kivan She'enon Mechuyavin B'davar ain't mitzi Nesirab Midei Chayvasam. To be mitzi somebody else, you have to be a Mechuyav B'davar. So you see clearly that the mitzvah is the tkiya and not the shmiya. There's a similar raya from the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis that says, V'hamisasek lo yotza. If a person is misasek in the blowing of the shofar, he's not yotza. For example, let's say a person was just blowing into the shofar not to make any noise, and a noise, a koel shofar came out, he's not yotza. And the Mishnah says, V'hashemeya mina misasek lo yotza. If a person heard from a misasek, he's not yotza. And over there also you can ask that, why can't a Shemeh from a Misasek be Yotze? He's having in mind to be Yotze his mitzvah of Shofar. So who cares that the one who's blowing didn't intend to blow a Kol Shofar? But I heard a Kol Shofar. If the mitzvah is just the Shmiya, so I heard a Kol Shofar. Bishlam, if the mitzvah is the Tkiya, and the Baal Tekeya has to be Mitzi me and the Tkiya. So since the Baal Tekeya didn't intend to blow Bechlal, because he was a misasik, so he can't be mitzi me either. But if the mitzvah is just a shmiya, so I heard a kol shofar. To answer these questions, the Sfas Emes on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and the Chazon Ish in Erech Chaim Simen Chav Tes, Ois Dalid, and others say a yisoid, that really the mitzvah is just the shmiya. But you have to hear a kol shofar the mitzvah. And a tkiyas cheres shayta v'katon, or a misasik doesn't have a shame of tkiya shofar de mitzvah on it. It's tama blowing, but it's not a kol shofar de mitzvah. You have to hear a kol shofar that was made for a mitzvah. And if you hear such a kol shofar, then you're yaitza. However, the Kuntres HaBiurim in Rosh Hashanah Simen Dalit says that the Lashon HaMishnah is that a cheir shayta v'katan ein maitzina sarabim yedei chayvason, says the Mishnah, Zeaklal, because Kol She'enai Mechuyev Adavar, Enai Maitzi Yisarabim Yedei Chayvason. The reason that the Mishnah gives why you can't be Yotze with the Tkiyah of Echer Shaita V'Katan is because Someone that's not mechuyev b'davar cannot be moitzi you. That sounds like the Chayr Shaita v'katan have to be moitzi you, and they can't because they're einoy mechuyev b'davar. But according to the Hezbar of the Achrayim, they're not being moitzi you in anything. The problem is just that their tkiyah doesn't have a shame tkiyah shefer the mitzvah. But the Lashon HaMishnah sounds like they have to be moitzi you in the tkiyah, and they can't be moitzi you because they're not mechuyev b'davar. Also, the Emek Bracha in the Inyan of Shofar Ois Beis brings a klar raya that the Baal Tekeya has to be moitzi you in the tkiyah, from the fact that the Gemara says at the bottom of Chav Chesamid Beis that Omer Le Rab Zera L'Shamei Ichave Nutka Li. Rab Zera said to his Shamis, be mechaven and blow for me, says Rashi, Tiskaven Litkaya Bishmi Lahoitziyani Dechei Vasi. Be mechaven to blow for me, to be mitzi me in my chiyuv. Now what does that mean, be mitzi me in my chiyuv? Al karchach, it means be mitzi me in my chayvas tkiyah. Now over there, the Baal Tekeya was blowing it, l'shem his mitzvah. It was a tkiyah shefer de mitzvah, and still that wasn't enough for Rab Zera. Still Rab Zera said, you have to be mechaven to blow for me, to be mitzi in my chiyuv. So this is a clear raya that even where you have a tkiyah shefer de mitzvah, the Baal Tekeya is blowing it for his mitzvah, and still that's not enough. You need that the Baal Tekeya has to be mechavin to be mitzi you in your chiyuv. So you see that there's a chayvas tkiyah that the Baal Tekeya is being mitzi you in by blowing for you. So mitzad echad, we have the Rosh that told us, b'shem the Behag, that the mitzvah of shofar is the shmiyah, because you see, even the Baal Tekeya himself is not yaitze if he has his shofar in the bayer and he's hearing a koil havara, because he's outside the bayer, and that's why we make a bracha on the shmiyah koil shofar. And mitzad sheni, we have a raya from the fact that the Mishnah says cheder sheitev katan ein moitzin es harabim yedei chayvason. And from the fact that Rab Zera told his Shamis, Ichavin utkali, that the Baal Tekeya is being mitzi the Shaimim in the Tkiyah. So how do we put these two things together? So the Yom Trua says that you have to say that the mitzvah is taka, the Tkiyah and the Shmiyah b'yachad. You need both. You need the Tkiyah and the Shmiyah. The Chelek HaTkiyah, the Baal Tekeya is mitzi you in, and the Chelek HaShmiyah, that you do yourself. So the Yom Trua brings up a Ha'ara. So if so, why can't I do each half separately? For example, I'll blow on the Sfas HaBar with the Shofar in the bar. So I heard Koil HaVara, so I don't have the Chelek HaShmiyah, but at least I blew, so I have the Chelek HaTkiyah. All I'm lacking now is the Chelek HaShmiyah. Okay, so now I'll go here from a Cheresh Shaita V'Katan. And even though they can't be mitzi me in the tkiyah, but at least I heard a kol shofar. And even according to what the Achrayim said, that you need a kol shofar de mitzvah. Okay, so let's say I hear somebody blowing for himself, and he didn't have in mind for me, so I heard a kol shofar de mitzvah, so now I have the chelek hashmiyah. So let me be mitzarif the fact that I had a tkiyah before when I blew for myself, and now I have a shmiyah. Let me be mitzarif these two things. Says the Yom Trua, it's not mashma that you can do that. He says that you need the tkiyah and the shmiyah to be done biyachad. You need, at the same time that you're doing the tkiyah, or somebody's doing the tkiyah for you, and you have the shmiyah of that tkiyah, only when you have them biyachad together, that's when you can be mekayim the mitzvah. But it's tzarach bir in the geder hadvarim. How do we put these two things together? There's two parts to the mitzvah. How are we magdir this mitzvah? In the Chidushei Agrach al Hashas, in his last piece on Rosh Hashanah, and it's more Barichus in Zichrein Shmuel Amud Kuf Dalid, they both say that the Tkiyah is the Maisa Mitzvah, and the Shmiyah is the Kiyum Mitzvah. That means the Guf HaMitzvah is the Shmiyah, but the Tkiyah is the Maisa Mitzvah. The Torah required me to do a Maisa Mitzvah over here. And that is done with the tkiyah. The shmiyah is a midi d'memela. The shmiyah is something that happens by itself. The Torah was mechayev me to do a maisa mitzvah. And the maisa mitzvah is the tkiyah. The chelek ha-tkiyah I can either do myself, Or I could be yaitzu with somebody else, al derech shemeya ka'ina, that somebody else can blow for me, shemeya ketekeya. L'chelek ha-shmiya, that I do myself. And avada, the ikar mitzvah, is the shmiya. The tkiya is only the maisa mitzvah. That's why the nusach ha-bracha is l'shmaya kol shofar, because that's the ikar mitzvah. The Sefer Madanei Moshe from Rav Moshe Braun Shlita, he's medame this to what the Kovetz Ha'aretz says in Simen Samach Tes, Oischav Zayin, when it comes to Pruur Vu, that the Bia is the Maisa Mitzvah, and the Kiyum Mitzvah is through the Leidas Habonim. You see that you can split the Maisa Mitzvah from the Kiyum Mitzvah. If you don't have the children, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. But what's the Maisa Mitzvah that the Torah was Mechayiv you to do? That's the Maisa Bia. So too over here, Avada, the Kiyum Mitzvah, the Guf HaMitzvah is with the Chelek HaShmiya. But the Torah was Mechayiv you to do a Maisa Mitzvah of Tkiya. And in the Ha'aris, on the Nuchidushe Agrach HaLashas, they bring that Rabbi Sol Solanter used to announce before Tkiya Shofar that the Shomim should have in mind to be Yaitze with their Shmiya. And also in the Chelek HaTkiya, with this, that the Baal Tekeya is being Maitzi them. Like we're saying that there's two Chalakim in the Mitzvah of Shofar. The Tkiya is the Maisa Mitzvah, and the Shmiya is the Kiyo Mitzvah, the Gufa Mitzvah. To summarize, Mitzad Echad, we have the Rosh, Rishem the Mahag, that says that the bracha that we make is L'shmaya B'kol Shofar. And he brings a raya from the fact that if the Baal Tekeya himself blew when he was Al-Sfas HaBoyer, and the Shofar's in the Boyer, he's not Yaitze because he heard Kail Havara, although he blew. So you see that the mitzvah is the Shmiya, not the Tkiya. And also the Rambam in Perak Aleph, Mehilcha Shofar, Halacha Aleph, says that the mitzvah saseh shel Torah is l'shmaya truas ha-shofar b'reish hashana. So again, you see that the mitzvah is to hear the kol shofar. But mitzad sheni, we have rayas from this that it says, chayr sheit v'kotna in meitzin es rabbi midei chayvason. And from that it says that Rav Zera told his shamas, yichavin utkali, loitziani idei chayvasi, says Rashi, that obviously the Baal Tekeya is being mitzi, the shemim, in the tkiya. So the Yom Truah told us that both things are true. You need the tkiya and the shmiya biyachad. What's the Geder HaDvarim? Says Rab Chaim that the Tkiya is the Maisa Mitzvah and the Shmiya is the Kiyum Mitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah is the Shmiya, and that's why the Nusach HaBracha is L'Shmaya Kel Shofar. But you also need the Chelek HaTkiya. The Chelek HaTkiya is the Maisa Mitzvah. And that Chelek, you're Yaitse either by blowing yourself or with the Baal Tekeya being Maitziyu. Moving on to the next Inyan. The Mishnah says, "Chayr sheita v'katan ein meitzian es harabim yedei chayvasan." We know that the Mishnah says in Trumas Parak Aleph Mishnah Beis, "Chayre shedibru bei chachamim b'chol makayim she'enei shemea ve'enei medaber." Whenever Chazal talk about a chayresh, put him together with a sheita v'katan, it's talking about someone that's enei shemea ve'enei medaber. He's considered a lav bar das. He's like a sheita v'katan, but someone that shemea ve'enei medaber or medaber ve'enei shemea. He's kepikeach l'chol dvarav. So the Rishonim clear what's b'negeya our Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that a chayresh cannot be maitzi achere midei chayvason in the Tkiya Shofar, is it also only talking about a chayresh that's enei shemeya v'enei medaber? Or when it comes to Shofar, where the ikar mitzvah is the shmiya, as we said, so even a medaber ve'enei shemeya also is considered a lav bar chiyuva b'negeya shofar, and he also can't be mitzi achere midei chayvasa. So in the perish of Rabbeinu Yohanes and Milunil, he says that even the chayrish of our Mishnah is talking about ve'enei shemeya ve'enei medaber. But if he's a medaber ve'enei shemeya or a shemeya ve'enei medaber, he could be mitzi achere midei chayvasa. He's a bar das. He's considered a bar chiyuva. However, the Meiri brings that there are those that hold that no, even a medaber ve'enei shemeya cannot be mitzi achere midei chayvasa. And so too, the Beis Yosef at the beginning of Simen Tov Kuf Pei Tes brings b'shem the Kolbay and the Tashbeitz that a cheresh ha medaber ve'enei shemeya, even though le'inyan kol dinei atayra he's considered like a pikeach, but legabe shayfer, he's not a bar chiyuva, and he can't be mitziach erim edei chayvasan, since the mitzvah of shayfer is the shmiya, and he can't hear, so he's not a bar chiyuva. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Tesiv Beis, that since he can't hear, he's not a bar chiyuva. The Avnei Nezer in Erechayim Siman Tov Lamites asks on the Mechaber, that how can you say that a medaber ve'enei shemeya is a lav bar chiyuva? L'chayra, he is a bar chiyuva, since he's a kipikeach l'chol dvarav. It's just that there's a technical problem that he can't hear. And he proves this from the Magen Avraham in Simen Lamites Sifkaten Hay, that says that a gidem, somebody whose left arm was chopped off, so he can't put on tefillin, he still is kosher to write tefillin, even though there's a din that you need kol sheyeshnei b'kshira yeshnei b'ksiva. In order to be kosher to write tefillin, you have to be someone that's a bar kshira, says the Magen Avraham. But he is be'etzem a bar chiyuva, just pumahu dekoyevle. It's just that it's a technical problem that he doesn't have an arm to put it on, but he is a bar chiyuva. So too over here, says the Avnei Nezer, just because a medaber v'enei shemeya can't hear shayfer, shouldn't make him a lav bar chiyuva. He's a bar chiyuva, just there's a technical problem that he can't hear. So he should be able to be maitzi acherim midei chayvasan. Says Rabbi Chanan, in Kevet Shiurim, Chelik Bey, Simen Lamed Aleph, that it's choluk the din of kol sheyeshnei b'kshira, yeshnei b'ksiva, and the din of mi she'enei m'chuyi v'davar, enei maitzi esarab m'yedei chayvasan. Says, legabe ksivas tefillin, you don't need a chiyuv b'payel. All you need is that you should be a bar chiyuva in tefillin. For example, if a person writes tefillin at night, it's kosher even if you hold Laila Lavzman Tfilin. Because since the Gavra is a bar chiyuva in Tfilin, even though there's no chiyuv bepoil, there's no actual chiyuv now at night, that's enough because he's betairas the chiyuv of Tfilin. However, when it comes le'inin le'haitziah cheir medei chayva, it's not enough that you're a bar chiyuva. You need that you should be chayuv bepoil. So therefore, if a person's a medaber v'enei shemeya, since bepoil he's not chayiv, if he asks his rav, am I chayiv in shayfer, the rav's going to say no. You're enei shemeya. So you're not chayiv bepoil in the mitzvah of shayfer. So therefore, he fits into the category of kol she'enei m'chuyi v'davar, enei maitzi asarabim yedei chayvasan. Even though he is a bar das, and he is a bar chiyuva in mitzvahs, and the sibas hachiyuv in shayfer is there, but since bepoil he's not chayiv in shayfer, so he can't be maitzi acherim yidei chayvasan. In other words, legabe the din of kol she'enei b'kshira, enei b'ksiva, for that we need someone that's not betoiras this mitzvah. He's not shayich to this mitzvah. So even a gidem who can't do the mitzvah bepoil, but he's shayach to the mitzvah, the siba sachiyuv is there. He is a bar chiyuva, but he's not chayev bepoil. So therefore, he's kosher to write tefillin. Whereas for the halacha of kol she'enei m'chuyev v'davra, enei maitzi asarabim yedei chayvason, for that we need you to actually be chayev bepoil. And therefore, even a medaber v'enei shemeya, although the siba sachiyuv is there, he's shayach. He's in the parsha. He's betairas shayfer, but he doesn't have the actual chiyuv, so he can't be maitzi acherim midei chayvasan. Whereas Rabbeinu Yohanes in Milunil, who says that even b'nei geya shayfer, a medaber ve'enei shemeya, can be maitzi acherim midei chayvasan, he holds that the klal of kol she'enei m'chuyi v'davar has the same gedarim as kol she'yeshnei b'kshira yeshnei b'ksiva. That's also toluy in someone that's a bar chiyuva. As long as you're betairas this mitzvah, that's good enough. The Yom Teruah, when he's masber the din of kol she'enei m'chuyi v'davar, enei maitzi acherim midei chayvason, he's medamit to the halacha that an eved can't write a get because he's not betairas getin v'kiddushin. So as long as you're betairas this mitzvah, that the sibas hachiyuv is shayich to you, you're be'etzem, a bar chiyuva, that's enough to be able to be maitzi acherim midei chayvasan. So Bekitzer, we have a machlekes rishonim in this din that kol yisrael arevim zebasel the mitzvahs, that one yid could be mighty somebody else when it comes to mitzvahs, but only if he's a mechuyev v'davar. Is it enough that he's a bar chiyuva, that he's b'tayras the parsha, or you have to be mechuyev b'payel? L'chayra, there's another machlekes ha'paiskim, which is totally in this chakira. In Arachayim Simen Tov Pei Tes, in the Sharei Tshuva, Sivkot Chaf, he brings a machlekes ha'paiskim, whether or not somebody that missed one complete day of the Sfira, so he lost his ability to make a bracha, can he be a shliach tzibur to be mitzi somebody else who's still mechuyev in the bracha of Sfiras Ha'omer? The Pri Chadosh says that he can't, and the Sefer Mikrei Kodesh argues on him. What's the beer in this machlekes? L'chayra, it's totally in this chakira. The Pri Chadosh holds that since he missed one day of the Sfira, and we're chayshish for those shittas rishonim that it's one big mitzvah of Shavas Habasais Tamimais Tiyana, so Memela, he lost his chiyuv Sfira. So therefore he's called the Einai Mechuyiv Adavar and Einai Maitzei Sarabim Yedei Chayvasan. Whereas the Mikrei Kodesh holds that even though Bepayel, he doesn't have the chiyuv Sfira now because he missed one day, but since he is a Bar Chiyuva in the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer, he is B'tayras, this mitzvah of Sfira Saimer, just that he lost it. He lost the Bepayel de Kechiyuv. That doesn't matter. He's still considered a Mechuyiv B'davar Legabe this din of being able to be Maitzi Yisarabim Yedei Chayvasan. And it would seem that this Shaila, and how to understand if Arvus is enough, that you're a Bar Chiyuva or you need a Chiyuv B'payel, is totally in how you understand how Arvus works. The simple pshat in Arvus is that I have my Chiyuv, that's one thing, and besides for that, since you have your Chiyuv, and I'm a Arev, I'm a guarantor, I have to see to it that you fulfill your mitzvah, so that's a second halacha that I'm an Arev for your Chiyuv. And therefore, afal pi sheyatza maitzi, like the Gemara says, even if I already fulfilled my Chiyuv, but I could still be maitzi you in your Chiyuv, because I'm an Arev for your Chiyuv. However, the Ran explains Arvus differently. The Ran says, why is there a din that kol habrachis kulan afa pishe yotza maitzi? Says the Ran, sharei kol yisrael arevim ze lo ze b'mitzvis, v'kivan shalo yotza chaveray, kimi shalo yotza hudami. Says the Ran, amer dekechidish, that since his friend wasn't yotza, so it's as if he wasn't yotza. It means the Ran is saying that the gedder of Arvus is that it's like an extension of your chiyuv. As long as your friend wasn't yaitzah, it's as if you didn't complete your chiyuv yet. So the fizeh, we have a beautiful hezber in the machlokes rishonim that we mentioned before. Is it enough that you're a bar chiyuva, or do you need a chiyuv v'payel? That's totally in how you understand Arvus. If Arvus is just a secondary halacha, that besides for your chiyuv, you're also an arev for the other person's chiyuv. So then, for that, you can hear that it's enough that you're b'tayras that chiyuv. As long as you're b'tayras that chiyuv, so then, even though you're not mechuyev v'payel, but you could be an arev for somebody else in this chiyuv. You're a medaber ve'enei shemeya. So you don't have the chiyuv v'payel in tkiyah shayfer. Or you didn't count one night in sfira. So you b'payel don't have the chiyuv sfira. But so what? L'maisa, you're a bar chiyuva, you're b'tayras this chiyuv. So it's shayach to say that you can be an arev for somebody else in this chiyuv, because you're b'tayras that chiyuv. Whereas, if it has to be an extension of your own chiyuv, that as long as your friend didn't do it, it's as if you didn't do it yet, so then it has to be that you're mechuyev b'payel. If you have this chiyuv yourself, if you're mechuyev in shayfer, if you're mechuyev in sfira, so then we can say that as long as your friend didn't do it, so it's as if you didn't fulfill your chiyuv completely. But if you're not mechuyev bepayel, so then how can I say that it's kemisha lo yotza hu dami? You don't even have this chiyuv. And in these two tzadim, in how Arvus works, Farnech l'kubazeh, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Chassam Sefer.
The Gemara says at the bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph and the top of Tezayin Amud Beis, that why do we blow Tekiyos Demiyushev and then we blow again Tekiyos Demiumid? It's Kedei La'arbev HaSatan. So Tosis asks, Tema, Hakavar Mishum Bal Tosif. Tosis says, how can we blow a second time Tekiyos Demiumid? You should be over on Bal Tosif by doing that. Says Tosis, V'chi Tema, Kivin Dekvar Yotza Havalei Shaloi Bizmanai Deloyavar. Says Tosis, maybe you'll say that since he was already Yotza, so now it's considered Shaloi Bizmanai that the Gemara says on Daf Chof Chesamid Beis that you're not over. On that says Tosis, no. The Gemara says on Daf Chof Chesamid Beis when it comes to Birchas Kehanim that a Kohen is not allowed to be Moisif Bracha Achas Mishaloi even after he completed Birchas Kehanim, because it's not considered that the Zman HaMitzvah passed, Kivan De'ilu Misrami Leitzibura Achrina Hadar Mevarech Luhu. Since if another Tzibur would come his way that didn't hear Birchas Kehanim yet, see, he would go say Birchas Kehanim for them as well. So therefore, it's still called that it's within the Zman HaMitzvah. So therefore, says Taisus Hachanami, when it comes to Shofar, I Misrami Leitzibura Hadar Tokaluhu. Even if a person already blew, but since if another Tzibur would come his way that didn't hear Tkiya Shofar yet, see, he would blow for them. So therefore, it's still considered within the Zman HaMitzvah. So why aren't you over on Bal Taisif? So comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger and he asks, I don't understand the dimyan of Taisvis from Birchas Kehanim to Tkiya Shofar. By Birchas Kehanim, if there's another Tzibur that didn't hear Birchas Kehanim yet, he's doing a mitzvah by benching them. So since he still has a mitzvah to bench them, so it's not called that his mitzvah is over. So therefore, there's Bal Taisif. However, if a person already blew Shofar, just there's a Tzibur that didn't hear, his mitzvah is already over. Just that there's a din of Arvus that Afa Pisha Yatza Maitzi, that he can do the mitzvah for them. He can act as their shliach to be Maitzi them. But that's not his mitzvah, that's their mitzvah. So Mehecha Taisi, that's called that the Zman HaMitzvah is not over. It's not a tzushtal to Birchas Kehanim. Comes along the Chsam Sofer in Erech Chaim, Simukov Samech Zayin, and he says, no. Since the gather of Arvus is that Kol Yisrael Arevim Vahabulei Ki'ilu Hu Chayev Adayin B'mitzvah Saseh V'loi Sagi Lei D'loi Taka, so it's still considered that the Zman of his mitzvah wasn't over. Because it's as if he wasn't Yaitzah his Chiyuv yet, as long as there's somebody else that wasn't Yaitzah. Like we said from the Ran, that's Ki'ilu Lo Yotzah Dami. So therefore, Tosfos has a good sushtal from Birchas Kehanim to Shofar. So to summarize, we have a machlekes rishonim when it comes to a chenish that's medaber ve'enay shemeya, if he could be mitzi achenim b'dei chayvason in Shofar. Rabbeinu Yohanes Milunil holds that he could, and the Beis Yosef brings from the Kolbei and the Tashbeitz that he can't. And we are masber that the machlekes rishonim is talui in the gather of Arvus. Is it enough that you're a bar chiyuva, that you're b'tayras, you're shayach to this parsha, or do you need that you're mechuyiv b'payil? And we were toila the machlekes ha'paiskim by Sfiras Ha'omer, if a person missed one night, can he be a shatz to be mitzi somebody else who's still mechuyiv in the bracha or not? That is totally in this, because he's not mechuyiv b'payil anymore in Sfira, because we're chayshish for those rishonim that it's one long mitzvah. But Lamaisa, he is a bar chiyuva. He is b'tayras, the din of Sfiras Ha'omer. And we said that this chakira is totally in how you understand Arvus. The simple pshat of Arvus, which we said that's how Rabbi Akiva Eger understands, is just that you have your chiyuv, that's one thing, and then there's a second thing, that you're an arev for somebody else's chiyuv. So for that, it's enough that you're b'tayras, the parsha. As long as you're a bar chiyuva, that's enough for you to be able to be an orei for somebody else. However, the Ran and the Chassam Sofer, they both understand that the gather of Arvus is that kivon shalayotza chaveire kimi shalayotza hu dami, that it's an extension of your own chiyuv, that as long as there's somebody else that wasn't yaitze, so it's as if you weren't yaitze yet. So for that, you need that you should be mechuyev v'payel. So then I could say that your chiyuv extends and spills over to your friend. But if you're not mechuyev bepayel, then how could I say that you have to do it for your friend? You yourself don't have the chiyuv.
Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach, we are beginning the fourth perek of Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. Our perek begins with the Mishnah that describes the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai regarding the tkiyas shofar b'Rosh Hashanah shechal yus b'Shabbos. We find two stages regarding this halacha of tkiyas shofar when Rosh Hashanah happens to fall on a Shabbos. The Mishnah says that in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yus B'Shabbos, B'Mikdash Hoyu Toikin Avaloi B'Medina, they used to blow the shofar in the Mikdash, but not in the Medina, not in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Mishachar Av Beis Hamikdash, Itkin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Sheyihiyu Toikin B'chol Mokoyim Sheyesh Bei Beis Din. After the Churban, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai instituted a takana that any place that has a Beis Din, they could blow the shofar even when Rosh Hashanah is Chal Liyos B'Shabbos. And the Mishnah brings three opinions. What exactly was the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? I would like first to focus on the first part of the Mishnah regarding the way it was done in the times that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam. The Mishnah describes that the Tkiyas Shofar in those days was B'Mikdash Hoyu Toikin Avaloi B'Medina. And after that we will discuss the second part of the Mishnah, which is Tkiyas Shofar Bazman Hazeh, Tkiyas Shofar after Takonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that said, Sheyu Toikin Bechol Mokim Sheyesh Boi Beis Din. So when the Mishnah says, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yus B'Shabbos B'Mikdash Hoyu Toikin, there's a big machlokes rishonim, what does that mean? Rashi says, B'Mikdash Hoyu Toikin Avaloi B'Medina, Loi B'Yerushalayim Veloi B'Gvulin. According to Rashi, when the Mishnah says B'Mikdash, the Mishnah is only referring to the Beis HaMikdash itself. But anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even in Yerushalayim, was considered B'Medina. And in the times that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, when Rosh Hashanah happened to fall on Shabbos, they did not blow the shofar even in Yerushalayim, only in the Beis HaMikdash itself, they did the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. On the other hand, the Rambam Perush HaMishnayis disagrees, and the Rambam writes, Kvar bi'arnu lecho kama pe'omim, ki mikdash nikreis Yerushalayim kulo, u'medino she'ar Eretz Yisrael. The mikdash, which is mentioned in our Mishnah, is not referring only to the Beis HaMikdash, it is referring to the whole of Yerushalayim. And therefore, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, in the whole of Yerushalayim, they used to blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah was Chal Yos B'Shabbos. The Rambam writes that clearly in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, Avol Bizman Shehoyo HaMikdash Kayom Vehoyo Beis Din HaGodol B'Yerushalayim, Hoyu HaKoil Toikin B'Yerushalayim, B'Shabbos, Kol Zman SheBeis Din Yoishvim. So Rashi, the Rambam writes clearly that they used to blow the shofar B'Yerushalayim, not only in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam has a very strong raya from the end of our Mishnah. In the end of the Mishnah says, Ve'oizo Yisoyse Yerushalayim Yisir Al Yavne. Yerushalayim had an additional thing on top of Yavne, and that is, Shekol Ir Shehiroya V'Shoyma As Ukroyva V'Yichoyla Lo V'Yitoykin. Any city which was close to Yerushalayim and it was could hear and see Yerushalayim, they used to blow with the shofar when Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Chal Yos B'Shabbos. Now, Bishlam, according to the Rambam, you could understand that the Rambam holds that not only in the Beis HaMikdash they used to blow the shofar, but also in Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah adds that not only Yerushalayim itself, but also any city which was near Yerushalayim, they used to blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah Chal Yos B'Shabbos. But according to Rashi, that even in Yerushalayim itself, they did not blow the shofar. And as Rashi explained, when the Mishnah says that they used to blow the shofar B'Mikdash, it is referring only to the Beis HaMikdash. How could we understand that the Mishnah tells us that any city which is close to Yerushalayim used to blow the shofar B'Rosh Hashanah Chal Yos B'Shabbos, if Yerushalayim itself did not have this special din of blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos? So Tosfos already in Dibur Matchil Avaloi B'Medina asks this question, and Tosfos says, Loi B'Medina, Loi B'Yerushalayim, Veloi B'Gvulim, Kedepirish B'Kuntres, V'Hodektani Kol Ir Sheroyo V'Sheimas, Toikim Bo, Hainu Le'achar Churban Shetikin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was Misakein, that any city that has a Beis Din they could be blowing the shofar on Shabbos when Rosh Hashanah Chal is b'Shabbos. So in that time, when the Beis Din were in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim had a special milah that not only in Yerushalayim itself they blew the shofar on Shabbos, also in all the cities which are near Yerushalayim. So this is Tosis's pshat, and according to Tosis, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, only in the Beis Hamikdash they used to blow the shofar, not in Yerushalayim, and obviously not in the cities which were near Yerushalayim. The only problem is that Rashi himself doesn't seem to follow this pshat. And Rashi says in the Mishnah, Ve'oid zois hois Yerushalayim, be'oido bevinyono, yeseiro bitkias Shabbos al Yavne. Rashi explains that the Seifa of our Mishnah that says that any city which is near Yerushalayim could blow the shofar on Shabbos is referring to the times of Yerushalayim be'oido bevinyono. And bepashas that means when the Beis Hamikdash was still kayam. And therefore, the kasha goes back on Rashi. How could Rashi explain that the end of the Mishnah teaches us that any city which is near Yerushalayim blows the shofar? And Rashi says that that part of the Mishnah is discussing a time when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayam. According to Rashi, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they used to blow the shofar on Shabbos only in the Beis Hamikdash itself and not in the rest of Yerushalayim. And if that is so, how could we understand that the cities near Yerushalayim used to blow the shofar if Yerushalayim itself did not have that privilege? In the Rishonim, we find two terutzim to this kasha on Rashi's shita. The first terutz is the terutz of the Ritva, and the Marsha says something similar. The Ritva explains that the seifa of the Mishnah that says that kol ir shehiroya v'sheimasu kroiva v'cholo lova toikin, any city which is near Yerushalayim could also blow the shofar on Shabbos. It is true, it is referring to the time when the Beis Hamikdash was still built. It is not discussing the time after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And as Rashi said, be'oido bevinyono, but it is talking about a very specific time in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, and that is in the end of the second Beis Hamikdash, when the Sanhedrin did not anymore sit in the Lishka Sagod, in the Lishka Sagozis. The Gemara Lekamon and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says Eser Goluyos Golso Sanhedrin, and the Gemara says that the Sanhedrin left the Lishka Sagozis, which was next to the Beis Hamikdash, and they went to Yerushalayim, which means they left Lishka Sagozis into Yerushalayim proper. And says the Ritva, the Mishnah is discussing that time when the Beis Din left the Beis Hamikdash, and now they are sitting in Yerushalayim. In that time, the halacha was that any place in Yerushalayim were able to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and not only Yerushalayim itself, but also all the cities near Yerushalayim, any city which is Roya V'Sheimas U'Kroiva V'Yichoyla Lovoy. But when the Beis Hamikdash was Kaim and the Sanhedrin were in Lishka Sagozis, in that time, says the Ritva, according to Rashi, the Tkias Shofar happened only the Beis Hamikdash itself and not in anywhere else, not even in the rest of Yerushalayim. So according to the Ritva, in the time that the Beis Hamikdash was Kaim, we had two separate Tkufos. The first Tkufa was when the Sanhedrin were in Lishka Sagozis, and in that time the Tkias Shofar B'Shabbos was only in the Beis Hamikdash, and after they were Goyle from Lishka Sagozis to Yerushalayim, that is when the Tkias Shofar was anywhere in Yerushalayim and also the cities near Yerushalayim. Another teretz to the Kasha on Rashi we find in the Ramban. The Ramban says in Drosha L'Rosh Hashanah that really the Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about the time that the Beis Hamikdash was Kayom. And even though the Halacha, according to Rashi, and the Ramban agrees to Rashi, is that the Tkias Shofar was only in the Beis Hamikdash and not in the rest of Yerushalayim, and any other places in Yerushalayim which weren't the Beis Hamikdash itself, people were not allowed to blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Nevertheless, the cities which were near Yerushalayim had a special halacha that they could blow the Shofar when Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. And what is the svara behind this? The Ramban explains that Yerushalayim, the people that lived in Yerushalayim had the ability of going into the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, Chazal did not find it necessary to allow people to blow the shofar in Yerushalayim, since in the Beis Hamikdash there was a Tkias Shofar, and most of the people anyways went to the Beis Hamikdash to listen to the Tkias Shofar in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, Chazal said that anywhere else, aside from the Beis HaMikdash itself, it is not permitted to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalei B'Shabbos. On the other hand, the cities which were near Yerushalayim, since they are not able to go to the Beis HaMikdash, because even though they are near, they're not as close as the Yerushalayim itself. Therefore, Chazal were not matriach them to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and they are allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. So the man said, just to give a quick summary, we find four shitos in the Rishonim regarding this halacha in the Mishnah that says that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah was Chal Lihi Ois B'Shabbos, B'Mikdash HaYutoikim Avaloi B'Medina, what does that mean? According to the Rambam, B'Mikdash is not only the Beis HaMikdash, it is referring to Beis HaMikdash and the whole city of Yerushalayim. According to Rashi and Tosis and other Rishonim, B'Mikdash is referring only to the Beis HaMikdash and not to the rest of Yerushalayim. But here we find three opinions. According to Tosfos, in the times that the Beis HaMikdash was kaim, they used to blow the shofar only in the Beis HaMikdash, and only after the Churban they used to blow in Yerushalayim and in the cities near Yerushalayim. According to the Ritva, it depends. In the beginning, when the Beis HaMikdash was kaim and the Sanhedrin were in Lishkas HaGozis, then they used to blow the shofar only in the Beis HaMikdash itself. But after the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGozis and they went to Yerushalayim, they used to blow the shofar in the rest of Yerushalayim and all the cities near Yerushalayim. And according to the Ramban, in the times that the Beis HaMikdash was kayom, they used to blow the shofar only in the Beis HaMikdash, not in the rest of Yerushalayim, but they did blow the shofar on Shabbos in the cities which were near Yerushalayim, even though in Yerushalayim itself, they did not blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah Chal Lihi Ois B'Shabbos. The Gemara explains that the reason why there was an Isser, Chazal instituted a takana not to blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah Chal Lihi Ois B'Shabbos, Begvulin, any place which is outside of the Beis HaMikdash or outside of Yerushalayim. That is because, Kederabed the Omar Rabba, Gzeir Hashem Yitlenu B'Yodoi V'Yelech Etzal HaBoki Lilmoid V'Yavirenu Dalet Amois B'Yishus HaRabi. Which means that really the Gemara says there's no Isser min HaTorah to blow a shofar on Shabbos, because it is not considered a melocha, it is a chochma, and therefore it is not included in the pasuk kol melocha loisi ose. Kol meleches avoido loisasu. The reason why Chazal made a takana that it will be usher to blow the shofar on Shabbos is because they were worried that a person might carry the shofar in Rishus Rabim Dalet Amos. Now, the Maisa, we have to understand, if that is the reason for the takana, so why was it so that in the Beis HaMikdash they did blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalei Ois B'Shabbos? Or according to the Rambam, not only in the Beis HaMikdash, even in the rest of the Yerushalayim, they blew the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalei Ois B'Shabbos. And the question is, why over there weren't they choishish to the same problem that Shemo Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus Rabbi? So Rashi says the reason for that is B'Mikdash Lo Yigozur De'ein Isur Shvus De'Rabonon B'Mikdash. Rashi is mentioning the famous klal that the Isurei Shvus Derabonon, the Isurim of the Gzeiros of Derabonon, do not apply in Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, even though Chazal had this Gzeir of Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos, this Gzeir was not applicable in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is why in the Beis HaMikdash itself they blew the shofar even on Shabbos. The Turei Evin asks on Rashi, how could Rashi say that the reason why they blew the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash is because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash? This klal of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is only regarding melochos which are for the Beis HaMikdash itself, and for example, the Torah Heaven brings washing the floors of the Azara, that is allowed in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it entails an Isur Derabanan because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. But in the case of Tkiyas Shofar, the Tkiyah of the Shofar has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash itself, and therefore, says the Torah Heaven, the Pshat of Rashi of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash doesn't fit with the general rule of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, which is only melachos which are lekovoy the hamikdash uletzarkoy. Therefore, says the Torah Evan, a different pshat, and he says that the reason why they allowed the blowing of the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash was because Chazal understood the importance of tkiyas shofar b'Rosh Hashanah, the tkiyah which is mal as the zikaron of the Akedas Yitzchak, and brings about a lot of rachamim to Klal Yisrael, and in order not to cancel the tkiyas shofar all the way. They decided to leave one place in Eretz Yisrael where the Tkiyas Shofar will still exist, and that is the Beis HaMikdash. And from there, the Rachamim will go up in front of the Kisei HaKavod. That is the Pshat of the Turei Evin. The Maaseh, this Pshat works for Rashi, that Rashi said that when the Mishnah said "Bamikdash Hayutokim," it is referring to the Beis Hamikdash. But according to the Rambam said, as we mentioned earlier, that "Bamikdash Hayutokim" is referring to the whole of Yerushalayim and not only the Beis Hamikdash itself. Therefore, we still have to understand what is the reason that in Yerushalayim, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they were allowed to blow the shofar even when Rosh Hashanah Chalios B'Shavos, even though there is a gzeira of Shema Yavirenu Dalad Amos, that gzeira for some reason did not apply to Yerushalayim. The Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah, and the Mishnayis explains that that in the Yerushalayim, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, there was a combination of two things which brought aim of a fachad on the people who lived in the Yerushalayim. First of all, there was Beis Din in the Beis Hamikdash, the Sanhedrin Agdoilo, and the second of all, Beis Hamikdash was in Yerushalayim. Therefore, because of this combination of Eimas Beis Din and Eimas Hamikdash, there was no chashash that people will forget and will carry the shofar Daled Ames Bishus Arabim, and that is why it was they were allowed to blow the shofar in Yerushalayim, even though it was Shabbos. Another teretz to explain why, according to the Rambam, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, people were allowed to blow the shofar in Yerushalayim and in the Beis Hamikdash. Why is Yerushalayim different than all the other cities of Eretz Yisrael regarding this gzeira of Rabbah of Shema Yavirenu? And we could understand this based on the Ritva. The Ritva has a long explanation, and he says that even though Rabbah said that Chazal were mevatel kias shofar b'Rosh Hashanah shechalis b'Shabbos because of the gzeira Shema Yavirenu dalad ames b'shus Arabim, says the Ritva, in a case of a mitzvah asay vadois min haTorah, any mitzvah which is a clear mitzvah min haTorah, Rabbah would not have come and said a gzeira, or Chazal would not have been misaken a gzeira to be oiker a mitzvah vadois min haTorah. And the reason why Chazal were oikert kias shofar, that is because it is not a mitzvah vadois, because we are not bekiim bekviya deyarcha, and therefore since we are not bekiim bekviya deyarcha, so Chazal found it that it is better to be oiker a safik mitzvah, since we are not sure what day was Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, it is only a safik mitzvah min haTorah to blow the shofar on that Rosh Hashanah, because it might be the next day. And Chazal said that in that case, we could institute a takana because of the chashash of Shema Yavirenu Dalad Amos. And says the Ritva, this yisoid of not bekin bekviya deyarcha was even in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, because even though they were koivea, the chodesh, they were mekamel the edim in Yerushalayim, but places which were far away from Yerushalayim did not know on Rosh Hashanah when was the proper day of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, in those places, the mitzvah of Kias Shofar was not a mitzvah vadois, it was only a mitzvah besafek. And therefore, Chazal were misaken to be oiker that mitzvah safek because of the chashash of Shema Yavirenu. Based on this ritva, we can understand the difference between Yerushalayim and the rest of the cities in Eretz Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they knew right away when was the real day of Rosh Hashanah, because the Sanhedrin and Lishkas Agazis were Mekadesh the Chodesh, and therefore the Holy of Yerushalayim knew whether this is a real day of Rosh Hashanah and when is the proper day of Rosh Hashanah, which means that the Tkias Shofar was a mitzvah Adois. And therefore in Yerushalayim, they were not oiker the mitzvah Adois of Tkias Shofar, and Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, they left it as it is min haTorah, and therefore they were allowed to blow the Shofar in the Beis Hamikdash and in the rest of Yerushalayim. Finally, I would like to discuss the second part of the Mishnah after the times of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the halacha of tkias shofar after the churban. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was matkin shiyutoikim b'chol mokim shiyesh boi beis din. And we find three opinions in the Mishnah. There is the Tanakama that says b'chol mokim shiyesh boi beis din. Rabbi Lozor says lo hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai elo biyavne bilvad. And then we have the third sheet, which is the Omruloi Echod Yavne ve'Echod Kol Mokoim Shiyesh Boi Beis Din. The Gemara says, Omruloi Hainu Tanakame, it looks like, it seems as if the sheet of Tanakame that says, Shiyutoikin Bechol Mokoim Shiyesh Boi Beis Din is equal to the sheet of the Omruloi that says, Omruloi Echod Biyavne ve'Echod Kol Mokoim Shiyesh Boi Beis Din. And the Gemara answers, Ika Beinayu Beidino De Akroi. The nafkamina between those two opinions is Beidino de Akroi, which is not a Beis Din Kavua, it's a Beis Din which happened to be in that place. a transient Beis Din, and that is the machlokes between Tanakama and the Amruloi. We find a few shitos in the Rishonim how to explain this machlokes based on the Gemara that says Ika binayu bidina dakroi. We won't be able to go into all of the shitos, but I will just mention the main shitos. Rashi explains that the machlokes is, according to Tanakama, everybody agrees that you need at least a Beis Din of 23 in order to blow a shofar on Shabbos. According to Tanakama, that Beis Din does not have to be a Beis Din kavua. It could be even a Beis Din d'akroi, which means a Beis Din that happened to be in this city. This is a city that usually does not have a Beis Din kavua in it, but it happened to be that a Beis Din came to that city and they are staying there for Rosh Hashanah Shechalei b'Shabbos. They could blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalei b'Shabbos. According to Rab Lazar, it has to be a Beis Din, the Sanhedrin Agdoilo, like the Sanhedrin that was in Yavne in the times of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And according to the Amruloi, it could be again a Beis Din of 23, but it has to be a Beis Din Kavua, which means a Beis Din which is always in the city. It is not a Beis Din which is only happens to be in the city on the Shabbos. It comes out that according to Rashi, it doesn't matter whether we paskin like Tanakama or like Rab Lazar or like Amruloi, everybody agrees that you need at least a Beis Din of 23 Dayanim in order to blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah Chali is b'Shabbos. The Rif has a different pshat in the Gemara, and the Rishonim are medayek from the Rif that he paskin the lahalacha bazman hazeh. Beis Din are allowed to blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah is Chali Yois b'Shabbos. And their diuk is from the fact that the Rif brought the Mishnah of Takonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that hitkin sheyu toikin bechol mokim shish beBeis Din, and the Rif only brings halachos which are neigeh bazman hazeh. Therefore, it is mashma that according to the Rif, even bazman hazeh, Beis Din are allowed to be tekeah when Rosh Hashanah happens to be on a Shabbos. And not only that, there is a edus from the Talmidim of the Rif that he was noyeg to do so in his own Beis Din. In the Beis Din of the Rif, when Rosh Hashanah chalis b'Shabbos, they used to blow the shofar. This is an edus that many of the Rishonim bring in the name of the Talmidei HaRif. The Ritva says that there is a Talmid of Heidu Olav shehoyo noyeg litkoya shofar beBeis Din shaloi b'Shabbos. Lemaisa Duran explains that the Rif had a different pshat in our Gemara. When the Gemara says Ike binayu beidina de'akroi, that the machlokes between the Tanakama and the Amruloi is regarding beidina de'akroi. Beidina de'akroi means a Beis Din of shloisha dayanim, and says the Ran that the Rif understood that according to Tanakama, itkin Rabban Yoichon ben Zakkai shiyu toikin bechol mokim sheish beBeis Din. That means even a Beis Din of shloisha dayanim, and even if they are not smuchim, that is enough to be blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalis b'Shabbos. And only the last mandomar in the Mishnah that says, Amruloi echod yavne ve'echod kol mokim shishbe Beis Din, that mandomar holds that you need a Beis Din of Chof Gimel of 23, but according to the first sheet of the sheet of Tanakame, it is enough a Beis Din shishloisha, and even if they are not smuchim. And that is why the Rif blew the shofar in his own Beis Din, because he had a Beis Din shel Shlosha, and that is enough because he passed light on a camel. The Maase of the Rosh brings this sheet of the Rif of the Rif, and he says that even his own Talmidim were not noyeg to do so. Veloy nohagu Talmidov acharov lasis kein. The Ritva adds, and he says zeinoy nochoin veloy motzinu mishiyinoy kemoisoy b'shum mokim Yisrael. And the Rambam also agrees that even if you hold that. It is enough to have a Beis Din shel Shloisha in order to blow the shofar on Shabbos, but they have to be Beis Din Smuchim. And if they are not Beis Din Smuchim, one cannot blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalis b'Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that in Tov Kuf Peiches, Seif Hey, and he says, Yoyim Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechalis b'Shabbos, Ein Toikim b'Shofar. It is worthwhile mentioning that a little bit more than 100 years ago, there were 2 years in Tov Reish Samech Hey and Tov Reish Samech Vav, when Rosh Hashanah was a Rosh Hashanah Shechalius b'Shabbos, and there was a Rav, a Hungarian Rav, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, that decided, based on his chidushim, that it is already mutter to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalius b'Shabbos, and a big debate was about this psak, and the Rabbonim of Yerushalayim came out with a psak that the halacha remains like the Shulchan Aruch wrote it, that Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yus B'Shabos Ein Toikin B'Shoifer.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.